Lesson 7. Artificial Pets. Reading. In the history of companion animals, 1996 was a year that will be remembered forever. In November of that year, a product was released that would permanently change human-animal relationships. The Tamagotchi. The following year, Bandai's virtual pet became a massive hit.And millions of children all over the world nurtured their cyber creatures from cradle to grave. For this new generation, the definition of a pet had expanded to include something made of plastic and metal that beeped and buzzed and needed batteries. Despite all the promise that Tamagotchi showed, artificial pets did not subsequently infiltrate our lives to quite the extent that was initially imagined.Another world-famous Japanese product was Aibo, an advanced robot dog first sold by Sony in 1999. Not only able to move around, Aibo also had a camera and sensors, which it could use to recognize and respond to commands, interact with its environment, and learn behaviors depending on how it was treated. This took the concept of an artificial pet to a new level,And thousands were sold to technology enthusiasts and animal lovers around the world. However, as part of its corporate restructuring, Sony pulled the plug on Aibo in 2006. Some said it was ahead of its time, or perhaps it was just too expensive for most people. More recently, the impetus for artificial pets has come not from the very young,but rather from the more elderly members of society. Japan may have more robots per capita than any other country in the world, but it also has one of the world's most rapidly aging societies. It is predicted that in just a few short years, 1 in 4 of all Japanese will be over 65 years old. This huge demographic change presents unique challenges and opportunities,and has prompted the entry of a new artificial pet onto the stage. Meet Paro, the baby harp seal robot. One answer to meeting the needs of Japan's increasing numbers of elderly people. Animal companions have long been known to be of psychological benefit to elderly people, but bringing real dogs and cats into facilities for the aged can raise problems related to noise and hygiene, among others.Paro's makers believe that it can provide a stimulating and comforting companion for elderly people without any of the potential problems. In a similar way to Aibo, Paro can express emotions and react to how it is treated by using facial expressions, cries, and flipper movements. Initial research has indicated that interaction with Paro can increase feelings of comfort for elderly people,and reduce feelings of stress and anxiety. The choice of a seal as a model for a robot pet is deliberate. Apart from the cute factor, a baby seal makes for a very believable robot. A robot dog may look cool, but current technology will not allow us to forget that it is a mere machine. A baby seal, on the other hand, can be much more easily replicated,enhancing user experience and satisfaction. Could Paro mark the resurgence of the artificial pet? At $5,000 a shot, it is not cheap. However, its makers are aiming for institutional use, highlighting its many therapeutic benefits. We might soon be seeing grandchildren clutching Tamagotchi, visiting grandparents hugging Paro. Let's just hope they still remember to talk to each other.